Good morning. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Today's scripture comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 23. Here's the word of the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out, so you may be able to endure it. This is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 through 23. Here is the word of the Lord. He came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, coast of Tyre, and Sidon. They had come to hear him and be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him, and he healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God."
Well, when the woman came into my office, you could tell she was tired. You could see it in her face. She sat down in the chair opposite me, and she began by saying, "I don't know where to begin." And she said, the past few weeks have been the most difficult of my life. I'm behind on my mortgage," she said. My husband has recently left me, and just today, I found out that both my children are diabetic." "I don't know what to think," she said. "Now, my friends have been trying to encourage me. They've been trying to cheer me up. They've been saying to me, 'Now remember, God does not give you more than you can handle.' But what my friends don't realize is I'm not handling this. I'm drowning in it." The woman looked very tired. Now, let me ask you a question. Why do we tell people that? Why do we tell them that God won't give them more than they can handle when that passage, that statement, it is not in the Bible? Go ahead, look it up. It's not there. God never said that. Sure, the scripture does say that God won't let you be tested, tempted more than you can handle. There's always a way out of sin, but that's temptation. That's not hard times. That's not adversity. So why do we put pressure on people and tell them that they always have to handle whatever it is they are facing in life? You see, the way I see it, the Bible is filled with story after story after story of people who simply can't handle life. The story of Jonah. Man trapped inside a large fish. Did he handle it well? No. He cries out to God in distress. He asked to die. Or when Gideon was surrounded on all sides by enemy forces, did he handle it with courage? No. No, he told God he was too weak to fight. And when Esther was the only one who could save her people, did she do it with boldness? No. She told God she was too scared. So don't tell me God doesn't give you more than you can handle, because it's not true. Sometimes life gives you much more than you could handle. Sometimes it can just be too much. Maybe you remember the story of the 18th century French astrologer Le Gentil, who was traveling one day back from India to his home in France by ship. a trip that should have taken them just a matter of months. Only during the course of the passage, he contracted dysentery. He was in convalescence for over a year. Then finally he got better from that, but he said he got caught in the middle of a war and couldn't travel. And then after the war came a hurricane. After the hurricane, he got on a ship that sank off the coast of Africa. Finally, when he made it back home 3.5 years later, he returned to his house only to find his family had had him legally declared dead. His wife had remarried. His friends had enthusiastically plundered his estate. Don't tell me God doesn't give you more than you could handle. Sometimes there's too much adversity. Sometimes the challenges just get to be too heavy for any of us to bear. Sometimes we all start to drown, and maybe that's okay. Maybe it's okay that we simply can't carry it all. After all, Jesus didn't say to his disciples, "Blessed are those who can handle this life because they don't need a Savior." Instead, he said to them, "Blessed are the poor. The poor, for they will see the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when you hunger now, before you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh again. Blessed are you when you are facing more than you can handle, because you are on the doorstep of the kingdom of God." It's perhaps the beginning of all faith comes that very moment when you realize that you can't handle it all and that God isn't asking you to. Perhaps the beginning of all wisdom comes in the time when you realize that it's not your strength that will carry you through the hard times, because there will be hard times. It's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. Ask anyone who's ever lit a candle up here on an All Saints Sunday, and they'll tell you that the moment will come when you feel poor. The moment will come when you feel exhausted. The moment will come when you hunger for some kind of hope. And Jesus says, "Blessed are you in that moment." Because that is the moment when you stop relying on your own strength and you start relying on God's. Now, the question is not, will life give us more than we can handle? The question is, who will we turn to when it does? I remember several years ago going through a difficult season in my own life. It was one of those times when there was nothing acutely wrong in life. There was no sickness or conflict or anything like that. It was just a season when all of life's responsibilities collided into one week. Every day you wake up tired. You go through the day tired. You fall in bed exhausted at night, only you can't sleep because your mind is already racing, thinking about what must be done the next day. It was one of those weeks. I called a friend. I remember expressing just my frustration, my exhaustion, just how overwhelmed I felt in that moment. And after a while of listening to me talk, my friend simply said, "Now, David, just remember. Remember, David, if God can get Moses through the Red Sea, I'm pretty sure he can get you through this. Now, you may not be able to handle it," he said, "but don't forget that whatever you're facing this week, just remember God can handle it." Yes, we can't handle it, but the Scripture says God can. And so when Jonah cried out to God from the belly of that fish, the Scripture says God heard that prayer and God responded. And when Gideon found himself too weak to fight, the Scripture says God gave him the strength to respond. And when the Scripture says that Esther was too afraid of what might happen next when she was tossing and turning at night because she couldn't sleep, God was the one who gave her courage. So blessed are you when you are poor, Jesus says. Because it's in that moment of your greatest poverty, when you will rely on the riches of God's mercy. And blessed are you when you are hungry, because that's the moment in your hunger when you will reach out and you will taste the bread of life. And blessed are you when you weep, because weeping may last for the night, but joy always comes in the morning. Blessed are those who don't try to make it through this life on their own, but instead rely on the one who can carry them, the one whose strength is greater. Blessed are you then, Jesus says. Those are the moments when your faith will carry you. Several years ago, Bishop Will Willman was preaching on this very scripture, the story of the Beatitudes from Luke's Gospel, at Duke Chapel. And during his sermon, Bishop Willman began his message by saying to everyone gathered in the congregation at Duke Chapel that day, he said to them, "Now listen. Listen, if you've got a happy marriage, if you are excited to get up this morning and come to church, if your children are all well-behaved and listen to what you say the first time, if you love your job, if life is going that well for you, I want you to stand up right now, and I want you to leave." Because Jesus has nothing to say to you today. Jesus is talking to the poor in spirit, which means if you got a lot of spirit, if you're spiritual, if you're spirit-filled, well, you can just go ahead and go. Well, obviously, no one got up and left the church that day. They just sat there patiently and listened to the rest of his sermon. But later that afternoon, when he returned home, he saw he had a message on his voicemail. It was a message from one of his church members, a woman who'd been through more adversity than you could count. I mean, addiction and family issues and job loss. And well, if she had experienced it, it had been overwhelming for her. He played the message, and the voice on the other end of the line simply said, Pastor, did you see those idiots in worship today just sit there when you told them to leave? She said, I was about to get up in the middle of the service and turn to them and say, get out of here. This sermon isn't for you. She said, this sermon is for me. So blessed are you when life gives you more than you can handle. Because Jesus says you are on the doorstep of the kingdom of God. Blessed are you in that moment. Blessed are you. Whatever it is you're facing this day, whatever adversity has found you, whatever you feel like you are drowning in, I want you to have faith and I want you to remember this, that God can handle it even when you can't. If God can get Moses through the Red Sea, if he can get the Israelites through the wilderness, if he can get Daniel through a lion's den, he can get you through this. He will get you through this. So have faith. Have faith and remember that life will never give you more than God can handle. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Will you pray with me? God, out of the depths we cry out to you and you hear our prayer, and so we thank you that it is not our strength that carries us, but yours. We thank you, God, for those moments when life bottoms out. For you know, those are the moments when you pick us up again. So in our poverty, Lord, and in our hunger, and in our tears, we pray that you would meet us, and that indeed we might be surrounded with your Spirit. We offer this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.